Lucifer heißt ein Song, der gerade rauf und runter läuft. XOV ist der Sänger und so eine Überraschung, er ist hier im Studio. Damien, XOV, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Great. There's a remix EP of your song Lucifer, right? And on it, there's a remix of Munich's own DJ Sepalot.
It's one of my favorite remixes. I really love it. It's dope.
What did you think when you heard it the first time?
I was just like loving it. I said I thought it was a really interesting take on, you know, my song, and I love the arrangement he did, and I just think it's dope.
You've experienced some pretty dark times in your life. You had
yes.
to flee from Iran with your family. You've ended up in Sweden, but things weren't really getting better there. You drifted to crime as a teenager, so you have a lot of darkness to talk about and to sing about and to write about. Is darkness a better inspiration than bright times?
Absolutely. You know, I've learned to embrace the darkness and see it as something beautiful rather than something bad. You know, my life has been like a roller coaster. Today I'm sitting here, it's like I just stepped off a really big roller coaster. It's been up and down, but it's been an amazing ride. And if you'd ask me if I want to go on it again, I'd say yes. I wouldn't hesitate a second. So all the bad things that have happened, they've shaped me to who I am. And I think I'm a good example of how you can use things that have happened to you and build something really positive based on that.
For example, an whole album of music.
Yes, exactly.
So tell me about the place you wrote your album. It's called Wild, and I've heard that it's kind of a chilling place where you wrote it.
Well, all of the songs are actually written in different places, but you're referring to Lucifer. And, you know, I wrote Lucifer a couple of years ago. I lost everything I own in a really bad, you know, crash. Everything in my life pretty much crashed. My finances, my relationships, and I didn't have any place to stay. So a friend of mine offered me to borrow his family's summer cabin up north in Sweden. Only this wasn't the summer, it was January, and it was minus 20 degrees Celsius. And I remember just to get there, I had to like, you know, plow snow for hours just to be able to like get in. And it took like 3 days to get warm. And I used to just drink whiskey and light a lot of candles just to survive. I was there with my dog only. And I was sitting there and I was feeling very, you know, angry and upset and hurt. And Lucifer just poured out of me.
But the song actually doesn't sound cold at all, because of the environment didn't have influence on the song or your songwriting process there?
I think absolutely. And after that, after having that, I ended up in the cabin by accident. But after that, I actually moved to a cabin on an island a couple of hours by boat outside of Stockholm in the Baltic Sea. And that's like my closest thing to home. So that's where I ended up writing the rest of the songs, you know? So that environment, you know, with the small simplicity, nature, nothing to disturb you, very simple thing. It really helps my art. It helps me to create art without giving a fuck, you know? Because once you're in the world, when you're living in society, it's only enough you have people around you and you get influenced by the energy, whether you want it or not. But if you, you know, separate yourself from that whole thing, it allows you to be totally free and wild as an artist.
Your album is called Wild, so it's a perfect title for your album.
Yes.
And when I was listening to it, I thought of The Weeknd a lot, actually.
Okay.
And I've already read that he's a big influence to you.
No, absolutely. No, he's not. But I get compared to The Weeknd a lot. But I haven't really listened to The Weeknd when writing my music. Me personally, I think that The Weeknd, all of the songs, I love The Weeknd, but it's more about drugs and sex, which I love about The Weeknd. But my what separates us the most, I understand why people compare me to The Weeknd, because our voice range is kind of the same. But what separates us is that my songs is more about life. It can be about money, it can be about everything, but not a lot of songs are about drugs and sex on the album, you know what I mean? It's more about life. Some are, actually. But it's not like the theme of my album isn't drugs and sex. It's more heartbreak. It's more being deceived. It's more anger. It's more hate. It's more love. It's like life.
So you kind of just put your life in your music. So, and after reading interviews and promotional texts and such about you, it's kind of hard for me to distinguish how much the actual Damien is expressed through the artistic figure XOV. So can you tell me how much those overlap?
You know, there's no Damien and XOV. It's just XOV, honestly. My entire life is I live for the art. I live in the art. I breathe the art. I breathe the music. I wake up. It's my life, you know? I don't separate being an artist and being a person. My life is being Ixovi. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I think so. But when you think about art, especially when you write stuff about your life, for example, is it your life or is it your life plus imagination?
No, not at all. Hell no. It's never my life plus imagination. Never. Like, not a single word that I've written. You can ask me about any line you want and I will explain the exact story behind that line. There's no exaggeration or making shit up, no.
You can kind of listen to your life when you listen to your album.
Precisely. It's like a biography. You know, my biggest weakness as a songwriter is that I cannot make shit up. You know, I've tried for years. They wanted to sign me and they wanted me to make hits for other people. And they would put me in sessions with like, that's not my shit. I don't know how to make stuff up, like go into a room and be like, OK, let's write a song about boy meets girl and just make. I don't have that talent. I envy people that have that talent, but I really don't. I have to write taking directly from things that I've experienced.
You've actually had your own record label a few years ago, right?
Yes.
What kind of music did you make back then?
Well, honestly, I wasn't Ixovi then. What's funny about that is that I wasn't even signed to that as an artist. I was more running the label. And I was producing at the time. And it was pop and hip-hop, basically.
So when did you decide to express yourself and express your life through your music and your art?
When I started the record label, I knew that I wanted to be an artist. But I hadn't figured it out entirely, who I am as an artist. I hadn't found myself. So I kind of decided to create business out of it, which was a dumb decision because that company really crashed, made me bankrupt. I lost everything because of that company and I had it with other people. So it was just really, really bad. But on the other hand, it's that crash, losing everything, ending up in a cabin, having no money, having no friends, having nothing. That's what really created Ixovi. That's when I went from wanting to become an artist and actually being an artist, whether I want it or not. You know what I mean? That's where I was reborn.
So you're the living example of the preciousness of failure.
Absolutely. Definitely. You know, I have everything in my life that has been good I owe to things that have been really bad.
So I'll cut another story about you short. Lord heard your music. She contacted you via Twitter. You've ended up on the Hunger Games Mockingjay soundtrack she's created. I want to know, what's your favorite track from that very, very good soundtrack?
Oh, shit, that's hard. There's a lot of good songs. I really love the Major Lazer Ariana track. I love Stromae. That track, I love Miguel and Chemical Brothers track. I mean, it's all in all, it's a really good soundtrack. I feel really privileged to have been part of it, really.
Ixovi, thank you very much for being here talking to me.